study from the Sfat Emes for Parshas Baha'aloyscha, the last paragraph in Shnas Tov Reish Mem Gimel. The last paragraph, Shnas Tov Reish Mem Gimel, B'Shem Mayri B'Zikni, on the Pasuk concerning the Levim, who are supposed to do work and including the carrying of the Mishkan. But the carrying of the Mishkan requires strength, if not very young strength and big muscles. So the Torah says that at age 50, the Levim would no longer be doing the avoda of carrying the Mishkan. Zos asher la-Levim, yibben ha-mesh v'esum shanav ha-malo yavo l'tzvoy tzvob avodas ha-moyed. 5 years they come to learn because they only start working at shloshim at 30. And yibben ha-mishim shana yoshuv mitzvah ha-avoda. After that, no heavy lifting after age 50. V'lo ya'avod od. But the next pasuk says, v'sheiret es echav ba'ol moed. But they still serve l'shmar mishmeres to do that which brings honor to the Mishkan, which means that they are there to do work, but not the heavy lifting. Now, what they do instead, Rashi says, quoting from Sifri, avol chayzeru l'ne'ilas sha'arim, they come to do the work of opening and closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, but notice how it says ne'ilas, closing the gate. And the Rim, the grandfather of the Sfat Emes, says, well, how about opening the gate? You have to open them to let people in. And only afterwards do you close them after everyone has left. So why not say psichas shor? For the Shir, and they also came to do the singing, the Levim could still sing, the Litvin HaGolot, but not the heavy carrying. So, question is asked by the Rim, and he answers very beautifully by giving us all, and all of it. I see everybody here is even older than 20, let alone Bar Mitzvah. So we have a role to play, and the Rim and the Sfat Emes really give us a sense of how much we can and must accomplish, and how important our Avodas HaKodesh is, and how important it is indeed because we have reached some, hopefully, some maturity. Let's see the piece inside. Miben Chamishim Yashuv Mitzvah HaAvoda Aval Chayzer Hu, quoting from Rashi, Lini Ilas Sha'arim. But of course, the Kahanim at any age, no matter how past 50 they may be, they are going to be opening and closing the gates and bringing honor to the Beis HaMikdash. The Dikdek, he says about his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerin, Maze Haloshin Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Why specifically talk about, you know, the closing up of the gates? V'loy psichas sharim. How about opening the gate? Upirish. So he says, my grandfather said as follows. It says in Shir Hashirim, Ma yafu fa'amayich ban'alim bat nadiv. Chazal tell us that means how beautiful and how precious are your footsteps as you come to the Beis HaMikdash. Literally it means, of course, the beauty of a young maiden, but what it's referring to is how a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees us and appreciates us so lovingly as we come to the Beis HaMikdash, even when we're still wearing shoes. When you're in the Azari, you have to take it. But on the way, you're still wearing an olim. But, you know, every step is a mitzvah. You're being oil regel, every step is a mitzvah. No one step less than the other. Says the Chiddush Rim as follows. For a moyach, like the lashon of pa'amon, a bell that's ringing, who his iris, that's the awakening, the stirring up, the excitement, his lahavus libois b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk is talking about our enthusiasm. Mayafu fa'amayach, the sound of the heart beating faster and harder with excitement because you're about to do the work of a Kaddish Baruch. It's the hisayris and the hislavus in the hearts of Bnei Yisrael. Milashin pama, zahav riman, pan zahav riman, on the meil of the kain daughter. And truthfully, we find this word, for instance, when Paro got all stirred up because of his dreams. What does it say? Vayihi vaboiker vatipaim rucha. His spirit got all stirred up and awakened. He got all excited and concerned. And we just read in the Haftarah about Shimshon last week. Vatochel ruach Hashem lefa'amo v'machanedon. The Nevuah started to come to him and started to stir him up. Right here, vein tzara uvein eshto'o. So we see that lif'om means for something to be ringing, something to be knocking, something to be moving a person, and excitedly so, energetically so. So that's what the pasuk is saying. The Rim is dervish. Ma'yofu fa'amayich bana'olim. The excitement in the hearts of young people in Israel. Milashim ta'amun zov, v'rimon, ta'amun zov, v'rimon. Then he says, on the other hand, ba'na olim. So na'olim, of course, means not lying, truth. What else is na'ul? A lock, a man'ul. Ba'na olim hu, shezeh hislavus tzorach shmira u'man'ul. Excitement and verve and energy, fantastic. But that they should be l'shem shemayim, that they should be completely pure, and that they should not include anything that moves from simcha to the realm of what's called hilulus chalila, frivolity. That guard that there not be this excess, and then this impure element of joy and exuberance. That's na'olim, and you need both. Mayofu fa'amayich banolim. That there should be the lif'om, the inside of you, it's exciting and it's meaningful and it's full of verve with which you do your mitzvahs, but na'olim, there has to be control. No loss of control. Shalei spashet v'yipset. And then he says, u'shvach ha'zikenim hu, the praise of zikenim of ziknei taira is, v'zesh yesh lehem yishuv hadas. They have a sense of equanimity, a sense of balance and calm, the Zakenim do, that the Hislavus doesn't overreach and go where it doesn't belong, or where it's not really expressive of serving Hashem. Fantastic pasuk in Tehillim. Right in the beginning of Tehillim. U'gilu bira'ado. Gilu bira'ado. Think about what does that mean? Gilu, to rejoice, bira'ado. With a sense of fear and trepidation. You have to have both. You have to have the sense of the joy, but it has to be with a sense of trepidation at the same time, that I'm only overjoyed for what I'm supposed to be without any other motive, and certainly what I do in my joy and how I behave has to be very carefully structured. A story that really illustrates this, and you can meditate on the story for an hour or two or three. The Kutzker always had a room off to the side for himself. It was Simchas Torah at night, and his disciples, his chassidim and tamidim, kedoshim, were dancing with Sifrei Torah. Stepped out of his room and he said, "This is like Thompson. This is not how to dance." And he says to them, "Imagine you're up on a high mountain, a very high mountain, and you have to climb up to, you clamber up to the pinnacle of the mountain. There's very, very, very little place where you can stand. And if you take one misstep, Khalilah, you fall off. Now dance. Gilu, you're up. Dance and you rejoice." Very carefully, with kavanos that are very pure, and that are very holy, and literally, don't misstep that rejoicing, and the steps with which you rejoice, and how you do your mitzvahs, how you serve Hashem, and how you do it with exuberance. V'amayach v'ana'olim. Beautiful interpretation. So, what he is now saying, as far as the zakenim, the kahanim is concerned, that the remez in the pasuk, and in the Medrash, that the Zakenim are responsible for Ne'ilas Sha'orim, is going to be explained by this Rasepis. Ulahaysif Bir. Ha'inyin Dechsiv. This is as it says in the Pasuk, also we just said it in the Haftarah of Shuas, in the first parak of Yechezkel. The Hachayos Rotzoi Bashoif. The Hachayos HaKadosh seen in the Nevuah are moving and running Bashoif. And then stepping back, thrusting forward, and stepping back. What does this mean? Who beis b'chinas hanal? It's these two categories of times in life and approaches to how we need balance. L'chein k'siv yashuv mitzvah ha'avadah. That the word that's described in the pasuk is that they are not just not working, but it says m'ben chamishim shana yashuv mitzvah ha'avadah. Like chayos ayatzav or ratzav v'shav, meaning not just that they cease to do the work, they begin now to retroactively bring a certain quality to everything they do and to everything they did. V'chein haloshin, similarly, the expression chayzer l'ne'ilas sha'arim, chayzer. Just saying, they do the ne'ilas sha'arim, the opening and closing of the gates. So the Rim said Ne'ilas Sha'arim is most important because it means, and it is a remez to the fact that you have to have a manul, that avoda has to be done with a certain lock, meaning a protective guideline to make sure you're doing it with the right kavana, with the right attitude, all Hashem Shemayim, all carefully, and watch out with that youthful exuberance of yours, right? But now says this Rasamish, Shetzrichin b'yemei hazikna, when we're older and more mature, we should go back, lachzor, hence the expression by Chazal, chayzer, we go back to those gates. Lachzor uletaken avoidas yomim harishonim. Go back, and now take everything you've done and accomplished, which is so much, we've accomplished so much that we've learned, so much that we've become, and work on making it not only better, but take those accomplishments and refine them. Think about the various assets and all of that which we have done in learning, in tefillah, in kibud av v'aim, in how we treat our mishpachas. Go back, review everything. Midas of bitachin and emuna, midas of having a sense of calm and of yishvadas, la'afuki as opposed to kas. So we've done so much good. We've accomplished so many wonderful things. So he's saying, it's not only that we're going to continue to accomplish them, but we're going to take what we've accomplished and make it even better. And improve upon them. Improve upon them. And have them become more l'shem shemayim, more well thought out, an example. Yeah. And then, he says, not only levarim mikol psalas personally, that's for us, he now says that when we do avoda, when we daven, when we learn, when we do mitzvahs, when we accomplish things and do chsadim in our community, all of us, because we've been doing it, and we do it with a certain sense of things, we do it with a maturity, and we do it with knowledge, and we do it with a perspective that's broader and deeper than that of maybe a very, very dedicated, exciting young boy or girl, so that means we bring to Klal Yisrael that ingredient. And when he's about to say, we'll see it inside, but I'd like to first explain it outside. All of the avodah, the sum total of all of the avodah of Klal Yisrael, comes up to Shemayim. Of course, individuals, this one's davening, this one's learning, this one's davening this way, he davens that way, this is Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Minag, this way, Minag that way. Ultimately, it all does come up to Shemayim. It all is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To good effect, to fantastic effect, Baruch Hashem. And the ingredients that one brings in, balances, I don't want to use the word, but let's say it offsets the imperfection in the other. So if there are, you know, someone's davening or someone's doing a mitzvah and he's doing it not as perfectly, but there's someone else hundreds of miles, thousands of miles away, he's doing that same mitzvah, he's doing it as a muvugar with a greater maturity, a true sense of dignity and the chachma shaboy that a small child wouldn't have. What comes up to the Rabbeinu Shalom is perfect because of the balance. You have, on the one hand, you have the excitement and the exuberance of the youth, and then you have the tremendous sense of dignity and the gravitas of the more mature and their avoda. So you have both the excitement, which is very important, the hisklavos, but also the sense of kavod roish, the sense of Yerushalayim, you know, it's much. Think about our own situation in Yiras HaRemimus. How much Yiras HaRemimus can a 7-8-year-old child garner? Doesn't have a developed sense of things yet. Even if it's an Elul, it may not be that the sense of what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what are our responsibilities vis a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It might be that an 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in America, 15, 17, 18, 19-year-old boy has no idea of what these things really are. They can understand a good a kishmak, a sugya, they can answer and discuss a shabshmaitha, but that doesn't mean that they have that kind of perspective and a sense of Yiras HaRemimus and a sense of Yiras Shemayim that hopefully they will have when they're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. Oh, that's a whole different person. So all of the avodah, says the Sasan, is of the youth and their excitement, which is wonderful. Plus the balance, composure, and the sense of kavod shemayim of the more mature, it all come up to shemayim. For amayich, all the heartbeat that's beating so fast and excitedly on the one hand, bana olim, contained beautifully and balanced by the more mature and the more dignified, if you will, sense of how to serve Hashem, as that avoda comes up, offered up by the by those who are no longer in their youth. Let's see it inside. So we're about 9 lines from the bottom, on the right hand side. Upatek and Iskel El Pamaych Bano Alim. Hula Klolos Yisrael. Right? It says in Shir Hashirim, Shlomo Melech is talking about all of Am Yisrael's avoda. How beautiful it is. Pamaych Bano Alim. Shaktanim, what the Ktanim do, Misbatlin Lahagdailim. Becomes subsumed by and becomes a part of the great accomplishments of the more mature. Ubamaisahan Arim Hukfa Amayich. It's what the kids do with his slahavus, with a bren. Ah, you know, such a great expression. Bren. It means a, you know, a burning, passionate way of doing things. With shuka, with such desire and longing. Bechinas ratzo. That's like that when the malachim are bounding toward a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you can't bound toward a Kadosh Baruch Hu because you can't reach him. Vashayf. So they have to withdraw. Bana'olim heim hazakeinim bechinas vashayf. How do you do it? Be careful. You gilu b'ra'ada, like we said before. U'mis'atfin kol mine avodah yisrael b'nei yisrael b'shamayim. Now, all these different kinds of avoda and balance each other out. And they present with one beautiful bouquet. Like when persons put together a bouquet of flowers, and it's a skill, it's an art. You have the green, and then you have the colors, and you put this flower here, and that flower there, and poof! You know how to do it. Wow, is that beautiful. And a symphony, right? Similarly, you have, not everybody can play the violin. And you need a lot of violins to make it sound right. But then you have the horns, and you have the violins, and the contrabass, and you have this, you have all the different parts of the orchestra, and what comes up is, the beautiful avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nigmar mikulam, then we complete and succeed mikulam because of the sum total of all of them together, seder avodah hanechayah. The right thing is happening in Shemayim because the right thing is happening here. Each kifi yichalta with what ingredients the youth brings, with what ingredients the Talmud Chacham brings, with the ingredient that the 50-year-old brings him with the ingredient that the 70-year-old brings. It all comes together beautifully as it rises up to Shemayim. B'zeh shekosuv v'sheireis es echa. Beautiful. It says in Pasuk Chavav, after telling us that at age 50, yashuv mitzvah ha'avoda. They don't do that kind of heavy work anymore. The next Pasuk says, v'sheireis es echa. He shall serve with his brothers. So v'sheireis es echa means that at that age where you're doing whatever you can, that's not just whatever you can. It's esechov. It causes the sum total of avoda to be complete. Without what the more mature person is offering up, the avoda of Klal Yisrael is very incomplete and very imperfect. He has the kainim, top of the left side. He has the kainim noisim kochem litzibur. There's a tremendous amount that the kainim are accomplishing for the sake of the tzibur. L'sayeya l'hana orim. Helping the young ones. Not only guiding them, teaching them, but helping that their avoda and what they do, even if it's not so pure, become balanced by and becomes, so to speak, purified by the fact that there are so many of us in Klal Yisrael who are doing it more maturely, more correctly, maybe not as fast, maybe we don't have, you know, that kind of kayak, but there's a quality. So that way, that which is not so perfect about the way the younger people might be doing avoda, especially the very young, but it's all balanced and made perfect because of the more mature effort. And that's something that we need to know. We have to know that there's an exuberance to youth that's a beautiful thing. And it's ma'yofim fa'amayach. Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves it. But we have a special role to play. Bana Olam. We have a special role to play. There's a way to learn, and there's a way to discuss, and there's a way to do business, and there's a way to have betachon and emunah in spite of things that have been challenging in our lives. A 20-year-old, a 15-year-old, Baruch Hashem, you know, even though the pasuk says Toiv Shiyisa, you know, Ol Min Urav, but we should know from it. Most 15, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old people haven't gone through what we go through when we're 50, 60, 70. We have lived and we've had challenges, and then therefore, what we see and what we feel, and what we then bring to what we do, how we daven, how we learn, how we interact, what we give to the community, what we care about, what we think about, how you keep Shabbos, how you feel about Shabbos, how do you put on tefillin, what does it mean to you? Everything we do, how do we relate to our spouses? I'll tell you a quick story about about that. It's so amazing that I had this chusin, others had this chusin to meet Rav Rudiman Zatzal in Eretz Yisrael, and he was a first cousin of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And there was a meeting, maybe it was one of at one of the Agudah conventions, and Rabbi Yaakov was speaking. It was Shabbos Shuddah's time. It was a very Shabbos over, and Rav Rudiman walked out of the room while Rabbi Yaakov was still speaking. And later on, he came back and apologized and said, "I heard from the Chafetz Chaim, who was Mishamish Rav Nochum Harudna, Tzadik Rav Nochum Harudna in Grodno, that one night at Hanukkah, Rav Nochumka didn't light Meir's Hanukkah. There were a few people who were his disciples who were with him. He was a Shamish in the Chevra Shas Shul in Grodno. He was not a Rosh Yeshiva. But he had people who appreciated him, like the Chafetz Chaim, who spent time with him. And he wasn't lighting Meir's Hanukkah. And at 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours went by, his wife came home, he said, "Oh, and now we'll light." And they were amazed. I mean, the Rambam says you really have to light Neret Chanukah at Shkia. That's the right time. And certainly now it's, you know, there's nobody, okay, regular Shuk, it's already 3 hours in those days, mid-19th century, nobody's in the street anymore. And Rav Nochumka said, the Gemara on Shabbos says, Ner Shabbos, V'ner Chanukah, if you only have enough money for one or the other, Ner Shabbos Adif. Better to have Ner Rishon Shabbos if you have to give up on Ner Chanukah. Why? Mishum Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis trumps even Ner Chanukah. So Rav Nochumka said, I know that if I light before my wife comes home, it might be a diminution of Shalom Bayis. So Rav Rudiman said, it was late, my wife was wondering, why am I not calling after Shabbos? I just had to call my wife to say, I'm fine, Shabbos was all right, not to worry. So, young people are saying, this man, Habloka, Chanukah. And Rav Nochumka says, and the Chafetz Chaim repeated, Shalom Bayis, Adif. That's just one example. And finally, toward the end of this piece, I'll just speak it out. He says that even if we only start learning and start developing our Yiddishkeit late in life, and we never had the Hislavos, in Kol Zeh, you should know. Hey, Moisifim Koyach Lahayalodim. And that's shot in the Medrash, where the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Zakenim. And even if Na'arim, even if they are now, for the first time in life, beginning to learn, beginning to serve Hashem, Nitfal Lahem Yalzim. Meaning the young, who are really young in age, have a lot to learn from them, and have a lot that they benefit from the mature, well thought out Avoida, even of someone who is a latecomer to Torah and Shabbos.